Welcome to Pax Europiana. This time I will welcome you at the beginning of the year 2024, the year of the new Russian Revolution. Yes, this is what I'm promoting. It's time for ex-Russia. But contrary to some who believe in a free federal Russia, which is one of the scenarios, I don't completely exclude it. But I, in the year 2023, engaged fully in the Free Nations of Post-Russia Forum. And my hashtag here is ex-Russia, based on the ex-Yugoslavian role model. And on the ex-Soviet model, the ex-Austrian model, or the ex-Ottoman Empire model, countries who commit the war of aggression, the crime of genocide and war of aggression, are normally dismembered, dismantled after they lose this war. So, of course, Russia needs to lose this war, but I think here most people in the free world agree. It's a terrible war of aggression. Russia has committed genocide in Mariupol, in Bucha, in many other places, and it's a terrible atrocity which they've done, and obviously a big crime, and they have lost this war already. In reality, of course, they are now keeping 18% of the territory, but they wanted to take all of Ukraine and dismember Ukraine. And obviously here they have not succeeded. Actually, they lost this war. They are now in a defensive position inside hostile territory, occupied territory. Never in the history this was a successful proposition. And it's just a question of time until Russia will be driven out of all Ukraine. And that will be, of course, the big defeat, together with the political defeat of Russia, when they encounter that Ukraine will be really taken into NATO, which, of course, it must be to end this war and to keep Ukraine secure. But what should be the scenario for the future after the presidential elections on the 17th of March 2024? What scenario to take on? And I'm advocating, of course, the independence of 41 new nations. Here I refer to the website, please, also, because it's difficult to see it without a map. 41 new nations. And here, please refer to the Free Nations for NationsRF.org, RussianFederation.org, FreeNationsRF.org. And against my pre-2022 conviction that Russia should be a federal union similar like the European Union, I'm now advocating 41 independent states. The number, of course, is consulted by my dear friends in that forum between all the individual subject, the independence movements of these countries. Of course, you know, there might be a different outcome in the numbers. Some say 26 nations. Some assume it will be similar like Yugoslavia, where a rump Yugoslavia in the form of Serbia is developing, like a rump Russia in the European parts of Russia. But I'm confident that most of the Caucasus, most of the Asian republics, most of the Volga republics, most of the non-ethnic Russian ethnicities, they definitely want to break away. The lost war, the injustice of this war, the injustice of the mobilization and the unequal distribution of the burdens of this unjust war, and of course the economic misery, kleptocracy and oligarchy of the failed Putin system, and of course the effect of our sanctions, and of course the effect of the war itself on the drain of resources. Of course, all this injustice, economic inequality and the disaster outcome of this post-Soviet Russia is asking, and is also the basic fundament for this new Russian revolution and the Russo-Maidan. And this will all play out quite similar, like we have seen it in the ex-Yugoslavian case, where basically the lost elections, the manipulated elections of September 2000 have led then to the 5th of October 2000 revolution. And that's exactly the scenario I'm promoting in terms of 17 March presidential election, totally manipulated by Putin. He declares himself a winner again, and then he moves towards the situation where we can then call for protest and for the independence. The task is not a free federal Russia anymore, because the injustices, inequalities and the basically infunctionality, if you want to call it like this, of the system is simply too big. And of course, it's based on discrimination of minorities, on the suppression of ethnic minorities, and this must all end. And I think it's ripe for the moment. Of course, many Western analysts say, no, Putin is very popular. But look, in the periphery, the system is crumbling since the start. Let's never forget, Chechnya was de facto independent country from 94 to 99 until Russia reconquered it when we basically ignored a free Chechnya, and then we gave it to the SWAT and we let Russia conquer it again and built this very bizarre regime of Kadyrov there. And then we have now the Bashkirs who are in protest because of the imprisonment of some of the opposition leaders. And you have similar protests everywhere. Additionally, yes, it is quite similar to 1916-17. The winter is very hard. The supply situation is very bad. So the whole country is ripe for a revolution. The infrastructure in the regions of Russia has never been renovated since Soviet times. And now under the very harsh winter, it's cracking. And the whole system of Putin's power will be cracking if he loses the war. And he is losing the war. And obviously he is losing also out economically. The middle classes are already deprived of all the benefits of worldwide market access and international investment. And this has a major effect. The Russian apologists, they say the sanctions don't work. We are paying the price. Of course, you know, we also pay the price for this war because it's a terrible war. And it's, of course, a world history defining conflict in which we are at the moment. But in all these past major conflicts, the outcome was that the perpetrator and aggressor was punished. I am coming myself from Austria, and this is very clear the case. We started the First World War. Actually, the Serbs and the Russians have helped, had their part in that one as well. But nevertheless, the Russians also didn't survive that war, and the revolution came. So did the Ottoman Revolution. And Yugoslavia was allowed to build this super empire on the Balkans, and it led to bloodshed, destruction and horror for the rest of the century. And now, of course, it's 7 new countries which all work much better than before, and so will the 41 new states. Because, of course, we have to assist the breakup and we have to help to build the framework of regional cooperation and integration in the Council of Europe, the OSCE, the Regional Cooperation Council, SEFTA, free trade agreements, stabilize the economy, stabilize the currency with a currency peg to the euro or the dollar in some cases, of course. But obviously we have to prepare, and we know how to do it because we have helped to stabilize, of course, the Yugoslavian, the post-Yugoslavian breakup was, of course, very difficult, very hard, and it will be in the case of Russia as well. And I understand Russia has nuclear weapons, so it needs a dialogue with the Russian authorities, but they will not somehow use them because nobody will attack Russia. It will basically disintegrate and break down like a house of cards, which is ultimately it is, held together only by brute force and the sheer will of power of a small ruling elite. And they will, of course, try to build this rump Russia, but the more of this Central Russian Republic will be independent, the much better, because ultimately many smaller, better states are much better than one terrible monster state. And that's what I call the Fellinger Doctrine, which I'm promoting since 25 years, but now definitely the time has come for my doctrine. And this is, of course, that many smaller states with regional integration mechanism is much better than one monster state attacking her neighbors, which Russia has done now since 2014, has wreaked havoc in Syria and has done so much harm. And is doing so much harm as part of the axis of evil. Don't forget all these things which we encounter from North Korea, from Iran attacking now even the whole neighbors, towards the Hamas attacking Israel. Everywhere there is the hand of Russia behind that. They want to have a war in Venezuela. They are very happy to instigate violence in Bansko and everywhere. And this is the situation. And that's why I'm calling for ex-Russia. This is the way forward. And I'm absolutely optimistic that we will do it. What's the future then for ex-Russia? We have over, 41 states. And this is something we will have to do in the coming weeks to explain all these countries. I will not read you Bashkortostan, Buratia, Chechnya, Chuvashia, Ingushetia, Kaliningrad, Kalmykia, Karelia, Komi, Krasnodar, Leningrad, Mariel, Mordovia, Psog, so many of them, Sakhalin, Smolensk, Siberia, Tatarstan, Tuva, Urmutia, Ural Federal District, and so many. But you need to see the map. It now got quite famous, this map. And you need to see all the input and the videos, which I've done now so many in the year 2023 on my beautiful, beautiful YouTube page, which you can find under Pax Europiana. And obviously also from the parliament. We had a conference in the European Parliament in January. And it was very, very successful. And there is a lot of proceedings online for that. Then we had this famous conference with the Hudson Institute in Washington. And of course, in London and Paris, the events, and even in Japan, I personally only contributed online, and then in Italy. And I became very famous because even on YouTube, you can find a 1 hour special of the Russian TV, Channel 1, on me as a psychopath. They have basically now started to attack me personally. But I'm fully aware of the risk, I'm fully aware of the consequences, and it's a much better world, and the best 30 years are still ahead of us, and the end of the Russian Federation will be similar beneficial to us like the end of the Soviet Union, and that's why I call for your support. Please support the end of Russia, and please follow all these activities online, and I will follow here on this podcast as well in this direction, and you will see that this will be absolutely happening in 2024-25, and maybe it will take much longer, but I don't think so. 24 will be a very decisive year in world history, similar like 91, and all of you will be surprised if you didn't hear it first on this podcast. So thanks a lot. Please subscribe. And please also see all these videos on YouTube and follow the ex-Russia hashtag on my Twitter feed, and you will be very positively surprised how many things are already prepared, and the fall of Russia is imminent, the victory of Ukraine is coming, and you will be surprised the Western unity will win again. But the Western democracies, the Western market democracies have always won in the First World War, in the Second World War, in the Cold War, in the Balkan Wars, and will win in the Ukraine War. And Russia will be dismantled as a punishment for the crime of aggression and genocide into ex-Russia. And that's something very positive where I hope for your support. Thanks a lot from Pax Europiana, because peace will be established in Europe only when there is no big Eastern Empire anymore. And many of the smaller nations will also join NATO, the European Union. And I will also propose a stable framework for those who cannot. That will be called the Association of Northwestern Asian States, and it will be also a very successful contribution to world peace, and that's what I'm calling for peace, but with no Russia anymore as a dangerous subject to the east of the European Union and NATO, but many smaller states who will be also successful parts of the world economy and the world democracy, and that is the future of that region, and I think it will be a much better future for us and also for the people who live in this very unhappy, disastrous construct of Russian Federation up to now and soon to be free. Thanks a lot for ex-Russia and for peace in the world. Bye.